You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
In spite of everything, everything fits into a pattern for good because God is doing His work in the world.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, in your good and gracious purpose for the world, please don't forget us. In all the things we have to endure, keep us mindful that everything fits into a pattern for good to those who love you. Out of your great goodness, remove our anxieties and give us faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. And give us life with faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Then help us to live in all confidence that in spite of everything, everything will serve your purpose for those who love you. In the name of our Savior Jesus, we pray. Amen. St. Paul said, "We know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose." Paul had learned this himself, from God himself. It is just as good today as it was the day it was first written. In spite of everything, God works for good to those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. Indeed, in everything, God works for good to those who love Him. As J.B. Phillips translated this passage, everything fits into a pattern for good to those who love God. They do not make it that way. God makes it that way. It is a promise from Him. It is a guarantee from Him. It is God doing His work in the world. Everything? Does everything fit into a pattern for good to those who love God? That's hard to believe. Everything includes earthquakes, heart attacks, loss of a job, ruined lives, and even death. Can those things work for good? That sounds, I know, as if someone is saying that in every cloud there is a silver lining. It reminds us of other pious statements that suffering builds character. It doesn't always work that way. Suffering can break people down as well as build them up. Clouds sometimes rain nothing but destruction. It isn't the suffering, and it isn't the clouds that do it. It's God who does it every step of the way, making it good. St. Paul said this because he knew God. Anybody who knows God can say it too. It works because God is God. St. Paul said, "I consider that what we suffer in this present time cannot be compared at all with the glory that's going to be revealed in us." That's someone who knows God. He knows God as God wants to be known in His Son, Jesus Christ. He knows God as God comes to be known through the power of His Spirit. Those who are led by God's Spirit are God's sons and daughters, said St. Paul. They are no longer slaves, and they don't have to be afraid anymore. They have the Spirit of Christ, and the Spirit of Christ gives life. It's absolutely true. If the Spirit of God, who raised up Jesus from the dead, lives in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies by the presence of his Spirit in you. Knowing God is knowing Jesus Christ, and knowing Jesus Christ is knowing God. It is as simple as that, and just as profound. It is knowing that Jesus Christ died by the design of his Father for the sins of the world. It's knowing that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, and also accepting God's forgiveness for yourself, all for the sake of Christ. It's having confidence that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and living by that confidence that Jesus Christ is alive and Jesus Christ is Lord. Don't say that faith doesn't make any difference. This is the difference it makes. We know that in everything, God works for good to those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. It's not true that there is a beautiful, beneficial side to everything that happens, including the most heinous crimes or the most devastating disasters. That's not the real world in which we live. Evil is evil, wherever you see it. Suffering is suffering, wherever you have it. Death is death, wherever you experience it. We are not dealing here with illusions. This is the real world. We are also dealing with faith in God in this real world. When you come to know Jesus Christ, when you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, when you love God as God loves you, and love your neighbor as God loves you, you begin to see things you would never see otherwise. God has a purpose in this world. God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for all who love him, who are called according to his good and gracious purpose. Jesus Christ did not get around evil. He met it head on. The suffering of Jesus Christ was not play acting, and the death of Jesus Christ was not a sham. When the good we talk about only gets around evil, we are not where Christ was. He took on everything, including suffering and death, with complete confidence in his Father that he cared and that he was always there in love. Jesus Christ knew the purpose of God. It was the purpose of his Father that this Son, this wonderful and unique Son of his, should give his life for the life of the world. He should die to pay the price for the sins of the world. He should suffer everything people have to suffer, all for the sins that he never himself committed at all. That's where Jesus was. He did not come just to show us a better world. He did not just dramatize the evil. He took it all into his own heart, as only he could do. Out of that suffering and death of Jesus Christ has come a new life. It is life by faith in Jesus Christ. It is acceptance of forgiveness from God, and recognition that life comes only from God. It is following Jesus Christ and walking in his way. Faith and love and courage are all mixed up together. Going with Christ does not get around evil. It goes with Christ right through it all. It is faith in Christ that says, we know that in everything God works for good, to and for and with those who love him, who are called according to that great purpose of his. This is not just telling people to look on the brighter side of things. It does not urge them to repress their guilt and to deny the reality of life. It doesn't even tell them to quit grieving over the loss of a loved one. It doesn't say simply, cheer up, it can't be all that bad. Really? Of course it can be all that bad. It can be even worse than you thought. Now there's this to think about. Only because of God. In spite of everything, we know that in everything, God works for good. God works for good to those and with those who love him. He does have a purpose, and that purpose is altogether clear. His purpose is life, and nothing short of real life. In spite of everything, there is life because God works and continues to work. Does he do this in spite of everything? Everything? Does everything fit into a pattern for good to those who love God? The law of sin and death, which dogs us all, is not good. It does not promise anything good. Accusation and oppression are evils. Keeping your mind on the things of the flesh does not work out as a good. Worship of self and of things, of anyone and anything above God, is an evil that destroys the human spirit. Because of that, people kill and are killed all the time. As St. Paul said, the whole creation is subjected to futility, not by its own will, but by the will of God, who is going to disclose something glorious in his own good time. The old order is not good. It is bad. Nothing works out right because everything is doomed. There is no intrinsic good in tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, or death. Height and depth, along with the principalities and the powers of the world, can be a potential threat all the time. Because of them, people have separated themselves from the love of God. St. Paul does not tell us to find good in evil. It is evil enough without trying to find good in it. But there is God. There is God who loves and continues to love. There is his Son, Jesus Christ, the very embodiment of his love. There is the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ from the dead. It is the striking fact in all of human history. There's nothing like it, and there never will be anything like it. God working in the world. God works for good to those who love him. This must be a way of describing people who have come to know Jesus Christ, to trust in Jesus Christ, and to walk in love even as Christ walked and walks in love. People who love God believe in God's love, and they express that love themselves, both for God and for their fellow men. Faith works. Faith works by love. I did not make that up. Christ's men said that, and they meant every word of it. It takes faith, real faith, in someone great like Jesus Christ to accept this. We know that in everything God works for good to those who love him. That faith comes from God, too. It's a gift from him. His Holy Spirit gives faith to people like you and me. When we pray for the gift of God's Holy Spirit, he gives faith. What could be greater than to believe that there is no evil, nothing at all anywhere, at any time, or in any place, that can cancel out the love of God that he has for you? No matter what happens to anyone who loves God, whether we call it good or bad, God is working his good and gracious purpose nevertheless. God takes the evil and works his good purpose in the world. He does it in the lives of people like you and me. The basic ingredients of evil he takes and turns around to a good purpose. His purpose. Do you know what salt is? It's a blend of sodium and chlorine. Sodium, I'm told, is a metal so unstable that it bursts into flame when exposed to water. Many of you know that chlorine is a deadly gas. When these two substances are combined, they become a part of the essence of life. Your body contains 8 ounces of salt. Do you realize what would happen if you lost those 8 ounces of salt? The result would be convulsions, paralysis, and death. You can see God's salt in the lives of his children, those who love him. Have faith in Jesus Christ and live by that faith in love. In fact, that is life. God takes the headaches and the heartaches, the sin and the sickness and the suffering, and he goes to work in spite of everything. Everything turns out to fit into a pattern because God in his love wants it to be so. Even people who know this to be true have their moments when they wonder. Everything is turning out bad. Everything goes wrong. There are times when we are baffled by what is happening to us. You need not be surprised that there are times when you are baffled. Every waking second of every day, 3 billion impulses are generated in your nervous system. How can you possibly grasp something so complex as that? How can such a thing happen? Why, it's just little old you. without even considering all the billions of people in the world. It doesn't even take into account the gigantic forces of nature and the courses of the immense stars out there in the universe. In all of this, God has his purpose. In spite of everything, even when we are baffled by things that happen, God has his great purpose. Everything is going to fit into a pattern for good to those who love God. That is what happened to Jesus Christ when he died on his cross. He rose from the dead. That's what happens to you every day. It will happen to you one day in exactly the same way as it happened to his son who died on a cross. In spite of everything, it all fits into a pattern for good to those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Martin Luther once said that from the vantage point of his later years, he felt that God had led him through life like a blind horse. When you look back, you'll have to say about something that did not look very good at the moment, it certainly turned out well. It turned out just right, in fact. Good for me. I learned a lot. It reminds us of the words of Jesus, "What I'm doing, you do not now know, but afterwards you will understand." It also reminds us of the words of St. Paul, "Now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then shall I know, even as also I am known." One day the mystery will disappear. Now we live by faith. There is no faith at all, unless it is faith in God that he loves and he cares. We know God for sure in his Son, Jesus Christ. He cares enough to forgive and to give life to his people, the ones who love him. God's people love him. They love him because they believe in him. They trust him. They follow him. There's no doubt that his will is good and gracious. God's people pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And they trust him to do his will as only he can. They trust him because they trust his Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again. They believe, in spite of everything. Everything fits into a pattern for good because God is doing his work in the world. All for those who love him, who are called according to his great and wonderful purpose, upon which you can depend as you depend upon the Son of God, even Jesus Christ. Amen.